Shiduchim means an engagement, and that we said that there are only two ramifications by engagement, halacha l'maaseh. What are the two ramifications? Number one, once you get engaged, you shouldn't sleep under the same roof as the woman, because as the Ramah quotes the Aguda, she might wake up, and you might wake up in the middle of the night, maybe Shliakitzu Zed, so you might be attracted to her. But we said it's more of a halach of tznius. It's not proper to sleep under the same roof as her. It's really not proper to do it before you even get engaged. But the Ramah quotes it after you get engaged. And number two is, if someone breaks off the engagement, there's a cherem, God forbid. And because it's embarrassing the other side, and therefore we don't write Tanoim at the engagement, we said. So we had a Gemara on Daf Nun Amud Beis, which the Gemara calls a Sivlonos. Sivlonos means gifts. Sivlonos means gifts. And if a man sends gifts to a woman, and they were engaged, which is Shidech, Shiduchin, we're afraid that with those gifts he was Mekadosh the woman. That's what Rashi writes in Kedushin Daf Nun Amud Beis. That with Shiduchin, and then a gift, we're choshish that what? We're choshish that there's Kedushin. With Shiduchim alone, we're choshish that there is Kedushin. Choshish in the Kedushin, if he sends her what? Sivlonos. Sivlonos means gifts. And the problem with that is, we ended shir with, is Tosos on Daf Nun Amud Beis asks that there was no Osik Ima Begitin V'Kedushin. You weren't talking about it. Tosus on the top of Nun Amud Beis Masul Choshen says, what's going on here? He says, there was no Medabri Ima Be'iske Gittin V'Kedushin. Why are we Choshen Shle Kedushin? That's what Tosus Kedushin Daf Nun Amud Beis asks. Very, very strong Kasha. And even Rabbi Yossi that says Dayo says you have to say something. You have to be discussing the marriage beforehand. If you're not discussing the marriage beforehand, how could it be good? That's what the Rashba adds on to Tosis Kasha. So Rashi is very, very difficult. So I want to begin here with three answers to save Rashi. Okay? We've learned our sugya, they need to be Medabri, get to the Kedushin. Here you have a sugya on Nun Beis that discusses Yeduchim, and it says nothing about that. And if you send a gift to her while you're engaged, you have to be Choshel Kedushin. What's going on? So the first answer is the Rush. The Rush in Pirik Bay Simon Tess says, in a Hanami, it's a Suffolk Kedushin. It's not a Kedushin Vadai. The Rush says it's a Suffolk. Okay? So the Rush says that it's not Mamish Kedushin. It's a Suffolk Kedushin.
Isn't that what
you said? It says Choshin, you're right. But the Rush says don't get so bothered by it because it's not a Kedushin Vadai. You're right, it fits the Lush quite well. And the Korban Asan on the bottom in Ospeis Coach of Shimon Alevi that says as follows. That says, only if there's a Shiduchim, halacha l'maaseh, will it register a Suffolk. Ain kavana kepshuto shebechol makom tiyeh Suffolk mikudeshes. We don't just stop say if a guy gives a gift to a woman, he's a Suffolk mikudeshes. That's only if there's engagement, then you don't need a sukun bosu inyan. In other words, as they say from Reb David Feinstein, Simi, come on, let's focus. They say from Reb David Feinstein, well, if you date a girl, you're never supposed to give her a gift. How are you ever going to get married, right? You're going to have to be able to give her a gift, right? She'll never want to marry you, right? So we're not talking about a situation where you haven't got engaged. We're talking about where you got engaged and you gave her a gift. Are we choshish for the shame kedushin? So he says that's only with shiduchim do you not need a sukin bosu inyan. Because the bottom line is that will register a suffolk kedushin. Because if you're not engaged and you give her a gift, that's not going to register a suffolk kedushin. That reminded me of what Reb David Feinstein is quoted as saying, and it makes a lot of sense. It is interesting, and on that note, I want you to point out, write in your notes, Mr. Brewer writes in Nichos Purim, that a man really shouldn't give Shalach Manas to a woman because of this concern of Sivlonis by it, but I'm not engaged to her. Whatever. There are certain shittas that might say it might register some type of Suffolk Kedushin, but we're saying now it only registers Suffolk Kedushin if, in fact, you're engaged to her, and therefore, hush. Aye, but he wasn't talking about it. It only registers a Suffolk. That's one terrence. Yeah, so the bottom line is that Lamais, if you're going to do it, Elad, I would do it without anyone around. Then you have no chashash, because there's no Adam around, okay? So if you're going to give a gift, Lamais, yeah, there's no concern.
What if it's a time when people normally give gifts?
Like yeah, still it's...
Or a birthday.
Right, still it's...
normal thing to give non...
Right, but still it's always better to give it not in front of Adam. It's always better not to give in front of Adam.
She's not going to think that.
What'd you say?
She's not going to think that you're trying to...
You never know if you're engaged and he gives it to her directly, Lamaisa. It might be a chashash. Might be a chashash. That's the whole sugya. The whole sugya of Sivlon is that there's a chashash. Okay?
There's a chashash here.
That's a good point.
Lamaisa is a chashash in the case we're talking about.
Okay, but Lamaisa, we don't do it. We don't do it, Lamaisa. We're talking about a case where Ella was acting when they're engaged. Actually, the Lashon Ramah is you don't give to an almana. So it doesn't mean Dafka, widow. It means you give to a widow because you want to strengthen the widow. But it could be a Lav Dafka, any woman. It doesn't have to Dafka be a widow. It could be any woman, Allah Lamaisa. Okay, fine. So that's Lamaisa, the first answer I want you to get. The second answer is the Beis Shmuel and Simen Chav Zayin have got your Beis. He says, only if she's done, did not say before and she agreed. You have to be asuk and mosu in it. But in a case of Sivlonos, where she's already engaged, she loves this guy. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, you don't need her to be a maskim. In a case where there's shiduchim, the Beis Shmuel just says it's different. Beis Shmuel says that shiduchim is different. Shiduchim, you don't need askama. We assume she's already in love with the guy who wants to marry him. Shiduchim lo tzarich shehi maskima. We don't require that she what? That she agrees.
Wouldn't that make it worse?
No, not at all. If it's shiduchim, then we're koshish l'kedushin. You don't need dibarima. You don't need dibarima. Correct.
Agrees to what? Kedushin?
Yeah, she wants to marry this guy. So when the gift is given, it's coming off a context of engagement. So therefore it should be good. Okay. And the last answer I want you to get is from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which is very interesting, which really relates to what we said yesterday about the camp, about giving her the bottle cap and caps in cases like that. The derech of the olam is that a chassan sends to a kala sivlonos when she gets married, and therefore when the chassan sends the kala sivlonos kishimi kudeshes lo, we assume it's as if he elucidated and she understood the same kedushin. So Rabbi Kivega writes, if a man gives a ring to a woman on her finger and he doesn't say a word, we assume it's a kedushin. It's even better than sivlonos because it's not the derech to do this. The derech to do this is only to put a ring on a finger, is only for kedushin. And it's as if she was piresh. So therefore, the derech ha'olam halacha l'maisa, when the chassan sends the kalas yivlonos, is when she's married. So it must be as if he's kamosha piresh. So Rabbi Kiveger basically says, in this situation, is that it's kamosha piresh. That's what Rabbi Kiveger says. We treat it as if. Kimo shepiresh. If they're engaged, and he sends her a gift, I didn't speak about kedushin. We say we treat it as if he did. Allah lemaisa. What'd you say? Because they're engaged. And the derech for a chassan and kala is that when they get married, he sends gifts. So either it's l'shem kedushin or it indicates that they already have been married. Either or, you could say it one of two ways: that the gift itself is l'shem kedushin, or it's an indicator that they've already been mekudeshes already. You could say it one of two ways. And therefore, Rabbi Kivega writes, if you put a ring on a woman's finger, even if you don't say anything, it's good. Halacha lemaisa, because it's treated kamosha pirish. And Rashi says that derech olam is that the chassan's sholeach lakalos yivlonos kishimi kudeshes lo. And that's exactly what we assume, halacha lemaisa. That's why Rashi says, someone who has engaged and she loves the guy, the kadim the sholeach yivlonos be'edim, and he sends the gifts in front of Edim, like we were saying to Elad, he sends it in front of Edim, choshin shem enasim l'kedushin. We're afraid those gifts are given l'kedushin. And a chassan always is sholeach l'kala sivlonos when she's mekudesh as well. Could be this gift was actually the kedushin.
But if you're not engaged?
So if you're not engaged, we're not choshish at all. This whole topic that we said is working off shiduchim. That's daf nunim at base, where there was shiduchim. Either that the gift itself is the kedushin, or it's indicated they're already married. Rashi seems to say the gift itself is kedushin. Okay? So that's the chiddush we want to say, al pi din. So that's why if you had a wedding, halacha l'maisa, they're working off, he didn't say anything, that's like a sukkah basuin, and it's good, halacha l'maisa.
Anything like haryam v'neshali, can you say that? Or
even if you didn't say that, it's good. If you're under the chuppah, if they're engaged, he puts a ring on her finger. Doesn't have to be under the chuppah. As long as he puts a ring on her finger. No one puts a ring on a woman's finger unless she's doing the l'shem kedushin. Okay, very well. So that's the first mahalach I wanted to get to answer up Rashi. Okay, let's now get to the Gemara on Vavamid Bey, Vavamid Aleph. I want to finish up the Vavamid Bey, then we'll get to the questions. And then I want to, we'll start a little bit of Hilchos Chanukah. Let's start with Chen Begerushin. Go ahead, Yonah, let's see the Gemara on the bottom. Chen Begerushin. You want to see the Gemara? Okay, we'll have someone else read? Okay, Ben, read the Gemara, Chen Begerushin. Go ahead. Vavamid Aleph. Let's see the Gemara. On the bottom, five lines on the bottom. Go ahead.
Hari Ad Hari Ad Hari Ad
Now, where is this talking about, guys? Look at Rashi. Last line, v'chein begerishin. This is a hard Rashi. What is Rashi saying in this Rashi? What is this Gemara going on? This is going all the way back on Hamid Beis. Okay, Avi, let's look inside. Okay, what does Rashi? What does the Gemara say on Hamid Beis? Amar Shmuel, b'kedushin nasal al shkasef v'shova kasef, and then he said v'chein begerishin. It's going all the way back to Hamid Beis. Okay? That's what Rashi means when he says, Kamo Amar Mar. Okay? You can miss that whole thing. I would have missed it. I thought he was talking about something involving an aleph here. All these Lashonos. No, it's going back all the way to Hamid Beis. What's unique in this Rashi? What is Amar Mar usually used in Shas for? Tanoim or Amaroim? Tanoim. It's a quote from a Tana of the Mishnah or a Braisa. Here, Rashi says Amar Mar for Shmuel, who was a first-generation Amara. It's very unique. Very unique that Rashi says that, okay? But there's two chidushim I want you to get from this Rashi. Number one is referring back to Hamid Beis. The quote, and number two, he says Amar Mar in reference to Shmuel, who's an Amara, which is very, very unique, okay? You really don't have that much at all in Shas. And Rashi here mentions it. It's a tremendous, tremendous chidush that he says this. In fact, the Sabracha I saw points this out as well. I was very, very happy to see that he points this out as well. And he wants to say, in the Lashon of Rashi, he says, Rashi's unique, he really should have said a different Lashon. What he should have said is, Gufa. Should have said Gufa, the Chen Begerish. Gufa is a statement before from an Amara. But usually you see, Amar Amar is only for Tanoi. Okay, good, very good, Ben. Viter, go ahead, Pshita.
Pshita. Pshita nasan lagita v'yamra la'al ishtav.
If you say, if a man wants to divorce his wife, God forbid, and he says, Bas Chorin, it's inappropriate. Totally inappropriate. What does Rashi say by Pshita? Go ahead.
Pshita.
What does Nichusa mean?
Statement.
Usually, what is Pshita in Shas? When the Gemara asks Pshita, it's simple. It's usually a kasha. Here the Gemara points out it's a dover poshut that if you say bas chorin for a woman, it is inappropriate and it is not good. Because she's not a slave. The bottom line is she is not a slave. It's inappropriate, okay? Totally inappropriate. A woman is not a slave. Not at all. It's not shach to say cheris by a woman. Okay, look, Zuk Rashi, go ahead. What's the chiddush in this Rashi? Kasav, right. What did our Gemara say? Omar. Let's get down. Rashi says that all these Lashonas are Yerod in the Get. Okay? Rashi says, the Rashash points out, why does Rashi have to say this? Why does Rashi have to say this? Halach l'maisa, that he wrote it in the Lashon in the Get. He doesn't say Lashon, Baal Peh. So the answer is, if you remember when we did Hamid Beis, many Rishonim say that you interpret the word Amr as being what? What did Amr mean? Kasav. Amr meant Kasav. So Shitas Rashi is like the Tosas Rid, that you're writing these Lashonas in the Get. Okay? You're writing these Lashonas in the Get. Rashi says you are writing these Lashonas in the Get.
What is he saying? He's also saying.
He's not saying a word.
Not saying a word.
He's writing this Lashon in the Get.
The Lashon of the Get.
That's, he's writing Hariat Ben Chorin. Correct.
And then he doesn't need to say
He doesn't say a word. Correct. And that's why it's bad. Now, which Rishon said you're saying? The Tur. The Tur always interpret Hari Amar as literally Amar. But Rashi and the Tosfos Rid say clearly, every time it says Amar in the Gemara, it says Kasav, Kasav, Kasav. You don't have to say anything, Baal Peh. All you have to say, Baal Peh, was three words. Remember what it was? Harezu, Giteich. That's all you got to say. Harezu, Giteich. Nothing more than that. Rashi, Tosfos Rid, say all you got to say is Harezu, Giteich. But it says Amar in the Gemara. Amar doesn't mean Amar. If we're writing our own art scroll, how do we translate Amar, Adam? Kasav. Rashi says Amar means Kasav. You are writing that in the Get. Avi, clear? You got it? That's how Rashi's learning. Machlokas Rashi, Tosfos Rid, against the Tur. Tur said you're actually saying it. Okay, very good. You see, we just did three Rashis. Every single Rashi we pointed out of Chiddushan. I want you to be in tune to that, okay? Go ahead. Viter, Ben. Excellent job. Viter, next Lashon. Go ahead. Amar. Next in the Gemara. Go ahead. Did you notice the end of that Rashi? You read Ain Lashon Gerushin. A woman's not a slave. It's not cheres by a woman. It's not shayach. If a man's treating his wife like a slave, he's abusing her. Okay? Go ahead. Amar lo what? Next din. Amar lo l'shivchaso. Beautiful. Now we switch to a different din. A shivchah kananis. What is the definition of shivchah kananis we always say? What's the definition?
For kids.
No. What's the definition of shivchah kananis? You buy a shiksa, a non-Jewish woman off the slave market. You put her in a mikvah. And she is a half-Jewess. The Rambam writes. A half-Jewess. She's chayvin mitzvahs like a regular Jewish woman. You're chayvin lavin. You're chayvin mitzvahs shena zman groma. Zman, mitzvahs zman groma you're potter from. She's mama shivchah kananis. Right? Now what happens when you free her and she wants to become a full-fledged Jew? She's got to go to a mikvah a second time. According to Ram, Tefillah Shniyah is what? D'oraisa. According to Muki Yosef, Tefillah Shniyah is only Midr Rabbanan. Yes? Major Machloikis. But it is absolutely inappropriate to say to a Shifkarat Materis L'chol Adam, Lo Amr V'lo Klum. Why is it Lo Amr V'lo Klum? Why is it Lo Amr V'lo Klum? Go ahead, Zuck Rashi. Go ahead, Ben. What do you say? The Shifcha. You read it together. It's a Lashon Gerushin. It's not Lashon Shichur the Shifcha. Go ahead. Oh, what happens if she becomes a full-fledged Jewish woman? Can she marry an Evet Kenani? No way. Go ahead. Aval. But a get is appropriate by a regular woman because your mater, everyone was usher when she was an Eishes Ish. So I want you to get this. An Evet Kenani is mutter to marry who? A Shivcha Kenani is mutter to marry who? Each other. A shivcha kananis cannot marry a regular Jewish man. When she becomes a free woman, who can she marry?
Anyone.
She can marry a real Jewish man, but she can no longer marry an Evet Kenani. You follow me? There's a complete transition. One group is mutter to her now, the other group is usher to her now. And then when she comes free, the other group that was usher to her is mutter to her now, and the group that was mutter to her is usher to her now. Yes? Therefore, it is totally inappropriate to tell me muteres l'chol adam, because she's not muteres l'chol adam. She's usher to the avadim when she becomes free. Yes? So, l'maisa, it's very interesting, halacha l'maisa, the Taisa Rosh asks here, the Taisa Rosh asks right here, he says, one second here, if that's the rationale of Rashi, yes? If that's the rationale of Rashi, that a shayach l'shem muteres, because why? She's muttered everyone, now she has a get. What about by a shifcha? Isn't she muttered everyone that what? She was usher to? Isn't she muttered not everyone she was usher to? Why shouldn't it be just as good? That's what the Taisa Rosh asks on Rashi. It's a great kashya. So in the separate Taisa Rosh, not in the Kobetz Meforshim, there's a gadol in the bottom who has notes. Okay? The Rari Korait. They had in the Kobetz also. So on the bottom page, the Rimi Koriyat has an unbelievable answer. What's his answer? What does Muteris L'chol Adam mean? What does Muteris L'chol Adam mean? Lock, stock, and barrel. It means you're mutter to everyone in the world. The people that you were usher to beforehand, and also the people that what? The people that you were always mutter to. That's the answer. That's a beautiful answer. There's by a woman, we're going to get to it, by a woman she's muteris to everyone. She was usher to everyone when she's married, now she's muteris to everybody. Mashenk and a shifcha kananis is what? Is only mutter to who? Is only mutter to new guys that are free, not to avadim. The word muteris means you're mutter to guys you were mutter to now, and now you're mutter to even more guys. That's not true by a shifcha. It's a complete transition. Whereas by a woman, a married woman, it is. Yes? Everyone got that? Beautiful pshat. Now what's the problem with the Zavi? Problem is, exactly, what do? She's usher to his relatives. When she gets divorced, she can't marry his brother anymore.
And
a Kohen as well? Rambam and Perek Yisuri Bia, Perek Beis Halach Aleph. If a couple gets divorced, she's usher to his relatives. She can't marry his brother anymore. That's Grusha Zachiv. There are a bunch of people that remain usher. There are a bunch of people that remain usher. She's not mutter to everyone else. So what's the answer to that? I want you to get this. It's a sharp answer. What's the answer to that, halacha l'maaseh? What do you think the answer is? The answer is like this. Number one, what? What's the answer? He says, number one, the answer is that what? Before they got divorced, she was usher anyway to the krov and to the kohen. So the gerushin only made a hetter l'gabi other people. The shichur, though, creates an isra on the avadim. Those people were always usher. Those people were always usher, right? Those people were always usher. Even when she was, before she got divorced. The shichur though creates an isser to the avadim. She was mutter to the avadim when she shook an anus. Now that she's free, she's no longer what? She's no longer mutter. You know what another answer would be? Said the sefer Arzu de Beirav, which I thought was a beautiful answer. Mitzad isser eishes ish. She's muteris to the krova for the kohanim. See, beforehand, she was usher to the krov and the kohanim because she was a married woman. Now she's no longer married. So she's usher to the kohen because of what? Because of the new din of grusha and the din of grusha sachiv. So it's mitzad the isser of eishishish, there was a change. You follow me, Yosef? Mitzad the isser of eishishish, there was a change in her. There definitely was a change. So that's a very sharp answer as well, halacha l'maaseh. So I thought that was a beautiful answer, al pi din. Okay, now, yes, Elad.
But it is the divorce that's making her
usher
to the Kohen. Meaning if...
But she was... I understand, but she was...
Because he could have died.
You're right, but she was usher to the Kohen also. She was usher to the Kohen while she was married out to Eish
Hashish. But it's the divorce which makes her usher to the Kohen in a new way.
You're right, you're absolutely right. But what I'm saying is, mitzad the Isser Eish Hashish, she was what? She was usher to the Kohen beforehand anyway. And while she was married, she was not a grusha. So that's what I'm saying. She might have been usher lamites, but it was usher based on the isser that she's been released. She'll still be usher that human being, but for a new isser. That's the terence we're saying. Okay? That's what I'm saying. It's a conceptual, very sharp answer. The human being, the man, is usher not based on HCC anymore. It's based on Cohen. So therefore, there has been a transition. So therefore, muteris is appropriate by a regular woman. It is not appropriate by a shivcha kananis. Yeah. In other words, what does Rashi say? What is the uniqueness by a regular woman? She's muteris for everyone now. Yes? Whereas by a what shivcha, she's not. She becomes also the avadim. But that's not true. That's really not true, he said. She's also to his relative still. Right? She's also to a kohen still. But what's the answer? The answer is that she was usher to those guys anyway while she was married. So that doesn't hold any water. Plus the fact they were.
She wasn't usher to her husband while she was married. And now she's
I understand, but those particular men were usher. So don't be bothered by Akasha. Oh, that those men are what? Don't be bothered by Akasha. Those men, halacha l'maaseh, are still usher. They were usher when she was married too. They were always off limits. What'd you say?
The husband himself was a Kohen. Now, when they get
we're not talking about a husband. We're talking about another guy, a Kohen.
But I'm asking that question. What about the husband herself? Meaning, when it comes to, or if she wasn't married to a Kohen, she could be mutter to that.
I don't know, don't think about the guys being a Kohen. I'm talking about a regular guy who's a Kohen. The Kasha is, there is his relatives, and there is a Kohen. That still are usher.
Can't that also be a Kasha?
No, it's not a kasha. What I'm saying to you is that it's his other relatives, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that there's a what? There's a kohen. Those yisurim always exist.
But
I'm saying, since those yisurim always existed while they're married, that don't be bothered by that. Yeah. Plus the fact that those yisurim are released out to Eishes Ish. Okay?
I get that.
Okay.
I'm asking, let's say she was married to a kohen.
Yes, yes.
Now they got divorced.
Yes.
Now she's going to be ushered to her ex-husband.
Yes, that's correct.
So can't you ask that same question if he was a Kohen?
No, I don't think you can ask that because while they were married, she was mutter to him.
Yeah, but now...
Now you're mutteris l'chol adam, but that's based on what? What does mutteris l'chol adam mean? Alt eishishish. That's what I'm saying. My answer of the Arzu de Beirav's answer, Alt eishishish, answers your kasha too. You're right, she's ushered to him. He can't take her back. But that's alt abzunder isser. Out's going to Grusha. That's why that second answer answers your kasha. It's a great point you're making. But I'm saying the fact of the matter is the bottom line is that what? Is that I'll say, she can marry her. It can retake her. You know what I mean? He never had an Isra Yeshish. Now that he takes her back, that Isra Yeshish has been released. Allah, he can't take her back based on Cohen. Okay, very good. Plus the fact, I want you to get this down as well. What did Tzvi Hazakin say? Why is it inappropriate Hariat Muteris for a Shivcha? What's the answer? Because she's not Mutter until she goes to what? She's really not Mutter until she goes to what? Mikvah. Excellent. She's really not Mutter. Tell me the Rashba and the Miri quote is B'Shem, the Gedolei HaMeforshim. Who's the Gedolei HaMeforshim? The Miri always says that? It's the Ravid. Gedolei HaMechabrim is who? Is the Rambam. Gedolei HaMeforshim is the Ravid.
Which Ravid?
The Ravid's quoted in the Miri. Okay? Quoted in the Miri. Remember we said there are 2 days where they need the Yeraisa, the Rabbanan, Tefillah Shniya? He's assuming like that second day. That you're not really Mutter until you go to Mikvah a second time. Okay. The truth is also, I mean, if you saw the Taisa Rosh, what did he also say that Heter by Shivcha doesn't make any sense? Because the issue is Novea from what? Being an Evid. And Kozman, you haven't released the Avdus, it's not Shach to be Mutter. Right? Please get that down. That's what Rashi seems to say in Gittin. Kozman, she has a title of being a Shivcha Kananis, then there's an Isser. Right? So if you haven't released her from bondage, then she's not Muteris. So you say, Hari Amateris, Lord on. You can't talk about a Heter. Because the Heter all funnels from what? From her being an Eved. Once you get rid of a Lashon Eved, then she can be Mutter. But this doesn't get rid of a Lashon Eved. Hari Amateris. You got to try to get rid of the Eved Avdus in her. And until you get rid of the Avdus in her, it's a nothing. Okay? You see a tremendous thing. You see that when it comes to bondage, what's the Iker? The bondage when it comes to Avadim. What's the Iker by a marriage?
The Isser.
The Isser, correct. That's what the Stipler points out in the Taisa Rosh. You see, by marriage, it's not the kinyan from the Baal that's Gorim the Heter, it's the Aksum Gerishin, the Afkasa Isser. So if I would ask you to succinctly describe bondage as opposed to marriage, bondage is the Iker, the Avdus, the Isser's Novea from what? The Avdus, what's Novea? Stems from the Avdus. By marriage, right, the kinyan stems from what? The Isser, that she's ushered everyone else, okay? That's what the Stiper points out in this Taisa Rosh. Beautiful Taisa Rosh. Okay, excellent. Very good. Okay, let's go Vaitun the Gemara now. Go ahead, Ben. What do you say? Next Lashon of the Gemara. Amar lo liishto. Go ahead.
Amar lo liishto.
Oh, you say you're for yourself. Mao, what's the din? Yeah? What does Lomalacha mean? She can keep her mice a dime. Or do we say that what? She's completely free. Go ahead. Amale Ravina Ravashi. Yeah, he changes it to Tanan. I was wondering that. Because it is a Mishnah in Gittin.
It says the Tanan also in Gittin.
Okay, good. This Tanan says in Tanan and Mishnah, Gufo shall get. Go ahead. Oh, that's the formula of the Shtar Shichur. Go ahead. Beautiful. If that works, where your mamish owned the Evik 90, and what? It works to say, so go ahead. You don't acquire. She's not like a slave. How much more so should it work? Let's get it down. So if I ask you on a Bechina, what's the din? If you say what? What's the din if you say Hariat Latzmacha by a divorce? What's the din? It's good. No problem. It's good. Based on a Kal V'Chomer. Beautiful. Beautiful. It's based on a Kal V'Chomer. What's the kasha you could ask? What do you say, Yona? If Hariat Latzmacha is good by a regular married woman, then what should be good? Why should not Tarat Ben Chorin be based on this Kal V'Chomer? Who asked that kasha? Toysus. Top Tosis, go ahead. Isha. Why don't you make the same Kal V'Chomer? Baschorin works by Shivcha Kananis, which your mamish owner, by a woman where you don't own her, how much more so it should work? Why doesn't it work? Go ahead. Hainu. You cannot talk about it at all. Cheres by a woman. That's why we formulate it like that. Go ahead. You can only invoke the Kal Vachomer by a lashon, a term that actually works, Ezra, by both. Sorry, Atal Atzmacha is appropriate by both. Therefore, I can work the Kal Vachomer. Sorry, Atal Atzmacha is good both for Eved Kenani and good, both good for a marriage. And our Atal Ben Chorin is only good for what? Shifcha, but not good for what? Not good for a marriage. That's what Tos Mechadish. Oh, and I want you to get this. Poshup Shat. Rash Toibish says like this. I thought this was a beautiful shot. If I ask even more in depth to delineate the difference, the relationship between a Adon and an Eved Kenani and a man and a woman, he says like this. A Eved Kenani, who's Meshubah to who? The Eved is Meshubah to who? The Eved is Meshubah to Adon. The Adon is not Meshubah to the Eved. Mashenke by a woman and a man, they are Meshubah to one another. Shichur, freedom from bondage, only works in one direction. Where you have what bindeth over someone. So Cheres works by what? I want you to get this far at. Cheres works by an Eved Kenani. Because you have bindeth over it. The Eved Kenani is Meshubah to the Adon. The Adon is not Meshubah to the Eved Kenani. Therefore, Cheres makes sense. But when it comes to a married couple, it's reciprocal. It's a reciprocal relationship. The man's supposed to give, the woman's supposed to give as well. They're supposed to give to one another. It's not shy to say cheres. One frees the other one. It's a reciprocal relationship. When you talk about freedom, by definition, you're giving someone has over the other person. You understand what I mean? That's the ghost of Shimon Taibish. It says a beautiful svar in Taisus. I thought it's beautiful. Allah Lamaisa. It makes no sense by a regular woman to say cheres, because they're both meshubah to one another. Ayyadei Gerishin, what does Gerishin do? Gerishin, what does Gerishin do? He's no longer meshubah to her, she's no longer meshubah to what? To him. Right? It's not working one direction. Makes sense, doesn't it? Freedom, Lamaisa. Right? Freedom. Freedom works in one direction because you have a bias. That's what Shimon Mitaibish wants to say. Beautiful svar, Lamaisa. Okay, good. Excellent. Let's go weiter now. Go ahead, Ben. Let's see Vaitu and Gemara. Go ahead. Let's see. Go ahead. Vaitu and Gemara. So to review the dinim so far, what do we learn? What do we say? Haryata ben Chorin is bad for a regular married couple. And what Haryamaturis Cholam is bad for a shifcha. What is good for both? Haryat Latzmachal. Yes? Haryat was good for both. Go ahead. Three dinim we learn. Go ahead. Amale. Oh, I don't have anything to do with you. My, what's the din? Go ahead. Mi amrina. Does that mean I don't have anything to do completely? You're free? Or it means just what? You can keep your maisi a dime. Now I want you to get this. The Dvar Yaakov is an interesting suffix. Within the tzad of l'malacha, what does it mean? Within the tzad of l'malacha, does it mean just you can have your salary? Does it mean I'm freeing you vis-a-vis your salary? Or does it mean I'm keeping you, but you just get your salary? And you can just keep your salary, but I still have you. Question is, could the Adon be chozerbal? See, according to the second formulation, the Adon could be chozerbal. That's an interesting shaila. Again, what are we saying? Ein li'esva means you're totally free, or it means dilma l'malacha kamale. What does dilma l'malacha mean? Does it mean, halacha l'maisa, that you're free vis-a-vis only what? Only your maisi adayim? Your shichur gufa l'gabe maisi yadav? Or do you say that what?
Like only your maisi adayim come to me, but the rest of you is free?
No, in other words, you can keep your maisi adayim, right? But I still own you.
Yeah.
Or does it mean that there's a shichur gufo l'gabe maisi adayim? Halacha l'maisa. In other words, you have no ability ever to what? Ever to be chozer bol. What it means is that I want to make it permanent. I want to make it permanent, Pinchas, that I never can have your salary ever again. But if I formulate, it's legufo, limited only to maisi adayim. Or do you say it's not even legufo at all, it's just momentous alone. If it's momentous alone, then I can always be chozer, I want your salary now. It's an interesting, okay, it's very esoteric. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't get that?
What's the second one?
In other words, it's possible to say that, well, I want your salary, but I'm keeping your body, right?
Yeah.
So then you can what? You can be chozer bo. Halacha l'maisa. You can be chozer bo and say, I want your salary now. But if you say, I do not want your salary, inyan kin naguf, legabi mom, that's permanent. What'd you say?
What would that be? What part of
what are the, there are two kinyanim when you talk about Evan Kanani. What are the two kinyanim? Well, let's get it. We're gonna have because we have to get it here. What's Evan Kanani? What are the two kinyanim? What are the two kinyanim? Kinyan Mammon? What's a kinyan Mammon?
Kesef.
All the geld. What's kinyan Isser? You can eat truma mirishif kananis. No, the rights you have in an Evan Kanani. You can mirishif kananis. If you're a Kohen, you can eat truma. Yes?
Yeah.
You follow me? So what I'm saying is that it's possible to say that you could chop down the kinagu vis-a-vis the mama. Again, what does l'malacha mean? Does l'malacha mean I'm all just releasing, keep your salary, but l'maisa next week I can have the salary back? Or no, maybe you can say the kinagu I'm walking away from, I'm only keeping the kin nisser, but the kinagu vis-a-vis the mama you can have forever. Then you can never be chosable from that. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay? That's what the Vayakov brings up. I thought it was an interesting suffix. You got what I'm saying? You can break down your kin and aguf and say, I don't want it anymore. I'm releasing all bialas financial matters. Not the guy with the kin nisser. Or do you say, no, I'm not. I'm keeping it. Look, you just have your salary for a week. But I always reserve the rights to chosable on that. Okay? Fine. We got the Shiloh. Beautiful Shiloh. Okay? Go ahead. What do you say? Go ahead, Ben. What do you say? Amalei. Now, this Rav Nachman, please get down. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says not Rav Nachman of the first generation Amoraim. Because how could he speak in Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi is the last generation Amoraim. This is a different Rav Nachman. This is not the Rav Nachman of all Shas. This is a later Rav Nachman. In fact, the Rav Shas changes it to Rav Chanin. I'll be the Gemara Gittin. He changes it. Okay? But the Rabbi Yaakov Emden keeps it. Okay? Go ahead. I was bothered by that. How can Rav Nachman speak to Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi is the last generation of Moron. Right? Go ahead. Go ahead. Yes. Excellent. Amr Shimon Gamliel. That's where you didn't write him a star, the Evan Kanani. Please don't get this wrong. You're not talking about a star to the goy. We're not talking about a star to the goy. The goy bought him with money. This is talking about giving an ono. Ono is a star to the Evan Kanani. So if you didn't write him a what? If you didn't write him an ono, you have to what? You have to write him a star. He needs to get shikr from Rabbi Rishon. I'll go ahead. I'll cuss of a love ono. But if you write a star, it's good. Zeo shikruro. Yes? Hachidami, what's the case? Echidami
ono.
When you escape from him, I don't want anything to do with you. So let's get this. And Evan Kanani is chayv in what mitzvahs? He's a half Jew. He's chayv in Lavin. And also mitzvahs Eshelim is my grandma. He's chayv in all mitzvahs like a regular Jewish woman. Chlor? Yes? When you free him, what happens? He becomes chayav in all mitzvahs. If you sell him to a goy, he's not going to do any mitzvahs. You did a terrible thing by selling him to a goy. What kind of an environment is that? Like we spoke about at the Malev Mach in the bowling alley. You got to be around a good environment. Right? It affected Rivka even too. That's why Hashem only listened to his tefillahs, Yitzchak. Because her father was a Russian. Right? Yeah? It affects you no matter who you are. Yitzchak, his wives, Esav's wives, affected his vision. No matter who you are. So this is a terrible thing what he did. And you know what the Chum do? Rashi writes from the Gemara, they fine you to redeem him. Let's say he's worth $1,000. How much did they fine you?
$10,000.
$10,000. You have to pay 10 times. $10,000 you have to pay because you were mafkim from mitzvahs. And not only that, when you redeem him, what happens? He goes what?
Free.
He goes free. Unbelievable. Not only that, he goes free. Okay? Not only that, he goes free, Al Pi Din. So what do you see from that? What do you see from that? Halacha L'maisa? That you make him what? He's got to write a Shtar Shichur. If he did not write a Shtar Shichur, then you got to write a new one. But if he wrote a Shtar Shichur, it works. That's what Rav Shimon Gamliel says. And when you escape from me, what's the din? Ein li esek b'chol. So what do you see from this Gemara? We see from this Gemara that what? Ein li esek b'chol is what? Ezra, you got it?
Good lesson.
You see, it's good lashon. Al pi din, ein liyesu b'chol is a good lashon. Al pi din, and that's what he's assuming. Ein liyesu was considered to be a good lashon, no problem at all. It's good for what? What is it good for? It's good for freeing an eved k'nayni. What about for a married woman? Let's get it down. This is a major machlokes in Rishonim. Is it good for ein liyesu b'chol by a gerushin? Al pi din. Is it considered to be good for a gerushin? Okay? So, the Ran and Gittin says for sure it's not good. Why not? Why is it not good? Ein liyesik. Why is ein liyesik not good by gerushin? Al pi din. Why does the Ran say it's not good? The Ran says it's not good ein liyesik by gerushin. Because why? Only by evidence it's shayach gufo koni shayach loshen ein leisik b'chol. And the Miri says the same thing. This is not shayach bishus. Loshen is only shayach. Rak shayach b'momenis. Okay? It's only shayach b'momenis. Alright? This loshen is only shayach b'momenis. The Ryan says ein leisik is not shayach b'momenis. It's only shayach b'momenis. Therefore by divorce, therefore lachain, therefore... Therefore, by Isha v'gabi Isha, lo get. It's not a good get. That's what the Ran says. What does the Miri say? The Miri says beferish. That's what the Miri says as well. But the Rashba quotes a Rivet. What was the Rivet? I wanted you to see that inside. What does the Rashba say, Mashim the Rivet? Why it's bad? You tell me. Because it's like him sending himself away from her. Shesholach es atzmo. Sholach es atzmo. Okay? He sent himself away from her. That's a chisorin. That's a big chisorin, guys. What's a nafkamina between these two lishonos? Two nafkaminas as to why. These two rishonim say it's bad, ein liyesik, by gerushin. Question is... What's a nafkamina? Either it's not a lashon appropriate by what? By Ishus? Or because it's him sending himself away? Two nafkaminas. Let's get it down. Number one nafkamina is what? That's what Yosef says. What happens if he says, Ein li reshus bach?
Bach being what?
What does Hariat Pershusi mean? Was Hariat Pershusi good for Kedushin? Hariat Pershusi. Was that good or not?
Yes.
Yes, Vavim and Alpha and Tapu is good. What happens is this Ein li reshusbach. What do you say by that? Plug it in.
According to the Ran,
it's going to be what? It's going to be good. Excellent. Let's get it down. But according to the Rashi, Mashem the Ravid, what is Ein li reshusbach? He's driving himself away from her. Still a chisorim. Still a chisorim. It's not going to be a good get. You got the nafkaminavi?
Yes.
Again, if he says Ein li reshusbach, is that good or not?
Okay.
So what's the din?
Okay.
If you hold it's not a lashon of what? If you hold it's not an appropriate lashon, it is an appropriate lashon. Hariat Pershus is good for Kedushin. Should be what? Should be good for, Ein Lashon should be good for Gerushin. But if you say it's an issue of him driving himself away from her, you still have that what?
Okay.
You still have that chisor. That's number one nafkamin.
Okay.
Number two nafkamin, the Miri says. A second nafkamin, the Miri says. What's the second afkamin the Miri says? Second afkamin is as follows. Says the Miri, Lamaisa, the second afkamin is, what happens if he says, Ein lecha esik bi. Ein lecha esik bi. What does Ein lecha esik bi mean? What do you say by that? What does Ein lecha esik bi mean?
So, according to the Rashba,
if you hold like what?
The Rashba,
then it will be good according to the Ravid. Why? You don't have, he's driving her away from him. Then it's going to be good according to the Rashba, Shem Ravid. But is this an appropriate Lashon by Ishus? No. See, it's a flip nafkamina. Beautiful. You got that? Ein li reshusbach? Ein li reshusbach? And what else? Ein lecha esik bi. Both these Rishonim say it's bad. Ein liyesik by gerushin. Question is why nafkamina will be ein liyeshusbach. If you hold ein liyeshusbach, then the lashon is going to be good according to the Ran, because Harav Yishuzi was good for kedushin. But if you say it's driving himself away, it's still chesaron. If you say Im Asik B, then that lashon is inappropriate. Baish is bad. But if he's driving himself, he's driving her away from him. Im Lacha Asik B, you get away from me. That's good. And what does the Tosfos Riazakin say? What does the Tosfos Riazakin say?
Good.
The whole thing is good. Tosfos Riazakin, get it down. Tosfos Riazakin says the whole thing is good. Gerushin is good. The Lashon is good. Ein Liesik is good, Gerushin. Chal. Get Chal. Unbelievable. He says it's good. The whole thing. So the Machlaikis is... Why is it good? You tell me. Kavachomer. If it's good for Nevin where you have a Kinnagoof and it still works, how much more so by what? How much more so by the din of what? I don't want you to get too cold, right? In the cold, Lamaisa, right? How much more so is it good by what? Amy Asik, what? It's good when it's cold. No, it's good, Ezra. You're doing good with the short sleeves. Amy Asik, because what? If Amy Asik was good by a kidnap group with what? With an Evid, how much more so by a woman who's not an Evid? She's not a slave. The guy treats his wife like a slave, he's abusing her, God forbid. And therefore, what's it then? It's good. So I want you to get this. Beautiful nafkamina. Tosfos now, Ben. Let's go. Kishetivrach mimeni. Go ahead. What do you say? Let's see. Kishetivrach mimeni. What do you got? Go ahead.
Kishetivrach mimenu.
Guys, look inside a second, Tosfos. Go ahead. When he escapes from the goy. I cannot tell you how many guys make a mistake on this Gemara. Kishikosavlov ono is not the goy. The goy is buying them with money from the Jew. The shtar is being written from who? From the master to who? To the, either the Eved or a third party, which we're going to get to right now. Go ahead. Kishetivrach mimenu. Yeah, read it from the Dira Masko. Oh, when he escapes from the goy, I don't want anything to do with you. You're free. Go ahead. Oh, he's not trying to say when you escape from me. Go ahead. Because if he's saying that, then the Im Kain what? I think the Bach adds a letter, no? Yeah. The Im Kain. He adds the letter Dal. The Im Kain Yemiyad. Then Velo Yuchal. You can't keep him in a goy's house. Nimsa. Okay, what does this Tosfos mean? It's a hard Tosfos. Tosfos says that it cannot be when you escape from me, because then the sale never would be chal. And it turns out it's bad for him. Who's low? Who's ra low? Why is it bad for him? Well, Lemaisa, there's a few things. A few things we got to see here, Pinchas. First of all, halacha Lemaisa, it's not so poshut. Okay? It's not so poshut, Lemaisa, that when we say this Lashon in the Tosfos, who is it? Ra lo. Poshut shot, please get it. It's bad for the master. Why is it bad for the master? Why do you think it's bad for the master?
Which master? The old master?
No, the old master. Why is it bad for the master? If you write a shtar before you sell him. Because you can't sell him anymore. You can't sell him anymore. It's a free man.
You can't sell him anymore regardless.
No, but I'm saying once you free him, Lemaisa, you can't sell him. Right. It's bad for the master if you write a shtar before you sell him. Because that disallows you to what? See, that Lashon of Yischayv and Mitzvahs is really extra. You don't really need those words. What did Tosfos say? He immediately become a Ben Chor of Yischayv and Mitzvahs. You don't need those two words. Those two words are superfluous. I want you to get that down. Those two words, L'chur, are extra. You don't need to write those. Once he's Meshukhar, you can't sell him anymore. So that's what Tosfos says. It's Ra for the Adon. Okay? It's Ra for the Adon. Now, what is the Machna says? What did Tosfos say? Does it say Alav or Lo Ono? What does it say? Alav Ono or Lo? No, it says Ra Lo. What does Lo mean? The Lashon of Kosev Alav Ono. What's the Lashon of the Gemara? Yeah, our Gemara says Ra'lo, but the Gemara says Alav. Our Gemara says Alav. What does Alav mean? About. He didn't write it himself. So what did he write it? It's according to Tosfos, how do you free an Eved Kenani? Your mezaka shtar to a third person, midin zechia. Here, ra lo is who? It's bad for the Eved. Another pshat is it's bad for the Eved. The Maknas is it's bad for the Eved, because he can't do mitzvahs in the house of a goy. So it's not a schus anymore. So it shouldn't work. It shouldn't work, al pi din. You can't sell him. Okay? You can't sell him, al pi halacha. So there are two ways to learn this Tosfos. Is it bad for the Adon himself, because you won't be able to sell him? Or is it bad for the Eved, because you're selling him through what? Giving the shtar to a third party, which works through Zach and Lam Shlomo Funov. But that's all if you're going free. But if you're going to the house of a goy, that's not a schus for him. So the ghost Rashmi Taivis says, Tysus says to the master it's bad, because the Ben Chorim, you can't sell him anymore. Like we said. That's what Tysus isn't getting, man. Give him a base. Once the shikhar happens, how can you sell him to a goy? It's a little bit shvir the lush of Yiskayev b'mitzvahs, like I said. Yiskayev b'mitzvahs. But I want you to get this down, halacha l'maisa. I want you to get this down. And what does it mean? And it comes out very, very good. So it comes out that who you're giving the shtar to? Pashup Shan in the Gemara is who you're giving the shtar to? The Eved himself. What does the Makna say? You're giving the shtar to a third party. Yes? You're giving the shtar to a third party. Halacha l'maisa. You're not giving it to himself. Because normally what do you need? Get the Vyoda Boy and Kechad. Here the Eved's not Mishtachar Miyad. So you can't say that's far. So you're giving it to a third party. Halacha l'maisa. That's what it says Allah about him. You're not giving it low to him. If you look in the Ritva Dirmaska Heiki has the gear so that you're Mishachar the Eved himself. You were Mishachar the Eved himself, Mamish. You did give the shtar to the Eved himself. But the Tosfos, the Makna says you're giving it to a third party. So I'm saying you can learn Tosfos one of two ways. Ra lo is to the Adon, or Ra lo is to the what? Is to the Eved, because you're giving it to a third party. Halacha l'maisa. That's the way the Makna learns. Now, if you look at that same Ritva, he says, Kishna Baruch mi many. What does Bricha mean? Not literal escape. It means you see the guy, as soon as you leave me, you're a free man. As soon as you leave me, you're a free man. That's what it means, halacha l'maisa. If the shtar gets to the Eved, he's yotzal l'cheiris. Halacha l'maisa. They used to write this nusach, so if he meets the guy in the shuk, oh, that's my Eved. No, he's not your Eved anymore. You're freedom. You're done. Halacha l'maisa. You're done. You're freedom. Okay? So that's the chiddush we want to bring out here. Halacha l'maisa. You know what I was thinking, l'maisa? How can the other mishachar the Eved after he escapes from the goy? It's not Bershuso anymore. What's the famous dinner of Yechelin, Daniel? You need Shalom and Bershuso. How can you free a guy if he's not in a Rishus? What's the answer to that? Ah! Excellent, Svi. What can the goy be kona? Only Maisi a dime. A goy can only kona another half Jew here, only for what? His Maisi a dime. He doesn't have a kin naguf. He does not have a kin naguf. So therefore, what? The Terence says that he still keeps what? The kinin by the Jew. So the kinin still is by the Jew, he can do it. Also, he's borech, rak mi goy. He's not borech mi Adon Yisrael. He escaped from only the goy, halacha l'maisa. He didn't escape from Adon Yisrael. So the pshat is he keeps the kinin, that's what you have to say, pashup pshat. Who's writing this shtar? That's what Yosef says. Kishet divrach mi meni. The price is divrach mi menu. How can you say she divrach mi meni? Right? How can you say mimeni? So the sofer is writing it. The shtar Adon's not writing. The sofer is writing it. So by the sofer, the brick is from the Adon, because it's dirach mimenu. But by the Adon, it's mimeni. In fact, the Ritva has the gears to mimeni. The Ritva tag has the gears to mimeni. Allah l'maisa. So it comes out to be an unbelievable chiddush l'maisa. This din avein liyesik b'cho. And this I want you to get, guys. How many kinyonim do you have in the Eved Kenani? Kinyon mamon, kinyon iser. What gets rid of the kinyan iser? The shtar shikhar. What is the din? Mafkir avdo. Mafkir avdo? Tzarech? Get shikhar or no? What do you say? What's the din? Machlokes Rav Shmuel and Gittin. I want you guys to know this. What's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Are the kinyan mamon and the kinyan iser inextricably linked? And therefore, once you're mafkir in, you get rid of the kinyan mamon, and the kinyan iser is noveh from the kinyan mamon. Therefore, everything goes up in smoke. Or do you say no? They're two separate kinyanim. The hefker gets rid of what? The kinyan mamon. The kinyan iser remains, and you need a shtar shikhar to get rid of the kinyan iser. That's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Please get that. It's very fundamental. I cannot tell you how fundamental that is. By an Eved Kenani, there's a kinyan mamon and a kinyan isser. And the question is, are they inextricably linked, that the kinyan isser is an outgrowth of the kinyan mamon? Once you're mafkir, the kinyan mamon, the kinyan isser goes up in smoke. Or no? Do you say they're two separate tracks? And if they're two separate tracks, what's the din? The hefker gets rid of the kinyan mamon. See what? The star shifra gets rid of the kinyan isser. So if you say hefker takes care of both, what do you say? Then it's an outgrowth. If you say that what? They're two separate tracks, then the hefker does not get rid of what? The kinyan mamon. The hefker gets rid of the kinyan mamon, the star shifra gets rid of the kinyan isser. And that's exactly what's happening here. Now the last nakuda we got to get to on this is as follows. What about a field? What happens if a guy says, Ein li esek b'cha, buy a field? He owns a piece of real estate, a field, or a parking lot in Manhattan. He says, Ein li esek b'cha. What do you say, Daniel? What's the din? So the Gemara says in Ksubis, Tosis and Pekimlav points out, the Brisa says, if you have a soda owned by two partners, and one of the partners says, I don't want it. What's the din? Ein li esek by a soda. What's the din by Ein li esek by a soda? Lo amr chlum, the Gemara says. Let's get it. Ein li esek by soda. Lo amr klum. Ein li esek besada. Lo amr klum. All the Rishonim ask, including Tosis, Rashba, Ramban. What's the difference between that and Nevi Knaini? Where Ein li esek's good. And we can add on the list who says Ein li esek b'chad's good by Gerushin? Which Rishon? Tosis Riazakim. Tosis Riazakim says it's good. Why is it bad by Ein li sada? What's the difference between that and Nevi? So Tosis in the Rashba, by us, Tosis over there say, Ein li esek b'chad's a lashon shichra. What does a lashon shichra mean?
Field's not.
Yeah, field doesn't have feelings. He can't be zolkin himself. And Evan Knight is a human being. He can be zolkin himself. That's one answer. Okay, please get it. Tyson and Git, Tyson and Git and Ksubis and the Rashba by us. What's the second answer? The Tyson and the Tyson and the Tyson Rosh and Git and say Rabbi Natan says by an Evan, who's zolkin? Who's zolkin? Hashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's chayiv in mitzvahs. He's chayiv in mitzvahs. He's a gadol. He's zolkin himself. Whereas what? A field has no, is not chayv in mitzvahs. It's an inanimate object. That's a second teretz. A third teretz writes the Ramban in the Ritva that Ein li esek b'chad's a lashon of what? Siluk. You walk away from it. That's only shayach by an eved. Who has das, he has his own yad, you walk away from him, he's zochen himself. A field, there is no one that is zochen him. You can only be zochen b'aknor, hefker. That's what Rabbeinu Tam Lamaisa, that's the lashon, that's a third answer, okay? That's a third answer. That could be really what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. By an Eved, as soon as the Adon is Mesalik himself, Hashamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're a full-fledged Jew. Therefore, Ein li esek is a Lashon Garua. The Lashon Garua of Ein li esek, because Adon is Mesalik, it works. Because, you know what the word is in like in science? What's the opposite of inertia? In other words, the guy is only half Jewish, but he always has in him. He wants to do more. He wants to be chayv in more mitzvahs. So if you just remove yourself a little bit, he'll become Jewish automatically. You follow what I'm saying? And therefore, his siluk works. I'm not sure if it's osmosis, but by a sada, don't worry, you won't get down in the science. Speak. Mashenkin. I don't know what that one is. Mashenkin besada. Mashenkin besada. What's the stin of sada? Osmosis is something else. Osmosis is like in the Bria. If you have environment in the Torah, it'll affect you. And it's in the Bria. Lavda of those by baseball. Who was Barry Bonds' godfather? Willie Mays. Willie Mays. Right. Okay. So you see that? You see osmosis. You follow me? That's osmosis. Okay. So we got this. So Mashenkin Asada, there's no din of Shemayim Bizochet. So there's no lashon garua of Ein li esek b'chad. You need a lashon akno. If I want to give a field over to someone, I got to give it to you, Avi. If I want him after, I have to say hefker. You follow me? That's the chiddush. So to summarize, what are the three terutz and why by Asada it's bad? Number one, what? What's number one? Number one, we said the lashon is what? You're chayv in what? There's no one to be zochet. Ein lemi shezochet. It's not a human being. What's number two? Loshen shamayim. Zochu bo shamayim. He's a human being. Michayv in mitzvahs. And what's number three? It's a Lashon Garua. It's a Lashon Garua, Halacha Lamaisa. And therefore what? You're Mesalik yourself. If you're Mesalik yourself, it's a Lashon of Silu. You can do that by a what? By an Evid. You can't do that by a field. Who's going to grab the field? Himself? You have to be Mafker. Okay, so that's the Pshat in the Sugya. We have finished all the Lashonis on Vavam Abbas. Let's go to now to Chazara. Okay? What'd you say?
Why is Hefker any different?
Because Hefker, you're what? You're giving up. You're totally unilaterally walking away from it. Okay? I understand. But Lamaisa, this is weak. This is just not even just in Mafka. You're just giving it away. Okay? It's different. You follow me? It's different than Hefker. You're asking good, but Hefker is mamish what? It's like, you know, you're totally declaring it's ownerless. See, because you just walk away. So the guy has to be able to zok himself. A son is an inanimate object. Okay. Let's look at the questions, okay, before we start Hilchos Chanukah. I want to be able to start some of the questions today. Let's go. Guys, you got to get this. 3 weeks, we got a Bechina, okay? Yes, 3 weeks, we got a Bechina. Let's go. Final. We have a final. 3 weeks. Let's go. You got to know all this. Yona, for you, it's everything. Just for you. With mice, okay? Of course, no. It's from the midterm on. Come on, I'm always, you know I'm always baked. Oh, come on. You know, of course. Let's go. It is cold. It is cold in here, I agree. But let's, who cares? Deshatayr. No, I was Chosobo. I said I was going to close them a little bit. No, we're Chosobo. Keep them off. Let's keep them off.
Okay,
all right, good.
Just me and Abby.
Adam wants
to change. It's your turn. Okay, let's go.
Adam wants it from last year.
Number one. What is the Chiddush of Ravuna? Let's go, guys, quick. What is the Chiddush of Ravuna? Number one. What's the Chiddush of Ravuna? Heyam and Alf. Chuppas Kona. Kesef Shtar Obi is in our Mishnah. Ravuna says Chuppas Kona. Number one. Push it. Number two. How do we paskin? Three Shitas. Please get it. The Bahag writes, we do not paskin like Ravuna. Chuppah is not Kona for Kiddushin. Plain and simple. Most of the Rishonim quoted the Bahag. They said, absolutely, we don't paskin Ravuna. However, the Ramban claims that the Rif is mistopic, whether we hold like Ravuna. So it's not so poshut. The Ramban claims that the Rif was unsure about whether we hold like Ravuna or not. It's not so poshut we don't hold like him. He says the Rif was mistopic. He never once said in the Rif, Beferish, that it's not good. We said that explicitly. He never once said it once. Okay? So the Ramban and the Rashi claim the Rif is mistopic. Who is explicitly mistopic? Rabbeinu Chananel. Beferish. Okay? Beinu Chananel says, I'm not sure whether you hold like Ravuna or not. And then the third sheet is the Ritva who says, yes, we paskin like Ravuna. Yes, we do. We paskin like Ravuna. We said if we were poskin and a guy wanted a Mekadosh room with Chuppah, we would require a get. Yes, because we can't be Koshan Eshish, Mamzeris. Okay? Excellent, guys. That answers number two. Number three. What are the two kashas that Rav asked in Ravuna? Last time I checked, there are only three kinyonim. Kesef Shtar Obi. Should have said four if you're right, Ravuna. That's number one kasha. According to Ravuna, there should be four kinyonim in the Mishnah. It's only three. Mishnah left it out because we don't hold like you. That was one kasha on Ravuna. Number two. Second kasha on Ravuna. You know what? Chuppah only works after a kedushin, right? Chuppah is the same thing as Nisuin. How can you tell me maybe Chuppah only has a legitimacy after it comes after what? After it comes after Kiddushin, right? How can you tell me that Chuppah can work on its own without anything in front of it? Right? That was Rava's second kasha on Rav Huna. Chuppah only works as for Nisuin in case it came after Kiddushin. How do you know Chuppah can work on its own? It's ridiculous. Those are the two kashas, guys. Yes? Let's go. Four. Let's go, guys. Number four. The third akedushin. Number four. What is the teretz of Abaye to protect? Kenei lahagain. What's lahagain? Protect. Haganah. Haganah. To protect Ravuna. It's a Hebrew. Get the credit for Hebrew. Forget about it. You don't have to go to Hebrew. I give you A. You got an A. Tell the registrar. Tell the dean. You learn lahagain. Okay? I give you an A right away. A for sheer, A for the Hebrew, no problem. Lock, stock, and barrel. Well, let's go. What's the terrace for Abaye to protect Rahuna? Number one. Don't bother me from the Mishnah. The Mishnah only teaches things that are explicit in Psukim. Chuppah is not explicit in the Pasuk. So therefore it only taught Kesa Shtar Obia, which is explicit. Supposedly, if we have time to get to that today. Okay? That was the answer to the first Kasha. Of course Chuppah works, says Abaye. The reason why it's not in the Mishnah is not explicit in Chumash. How do you answer the second Kasha? Second Kasha is, you have to, Ravuna says, you have to work it like this. Ma Kesef Sheno Gomer. Acher Kesef. Just like Kesef is not Gomer Acher Kesef, Kesef doesn't work for Nesuin. But it is Kona for Kedushin. Chuppah, which does work Gomer is Acher Kesef. Chuppah that does work for Nesuin after Kesef, how much more so should it work for Kedushin? You just have to rework the Kal v'Chomer. It's Gomer. If Kesef, which is not Gomer, works to be initialized, how much more so what? Chuppah, which can work to be Gomer, can work to initialize. Beautiful. That's number four. Five. What do we say b'shem the Shara Melech? Shara Melech said, beautiful. At the Gemara has a whole pilpul here. Rav Huna started on Ham and Alf with the Kal v'Chomer. Then the Gemara worked it into what we call what? A Mematzinu. Yes? And then Rav starts attacking who? Rav Huna, based on the Kal v'Chomer. But didn't we switch the Kal v'Chomer to a Mematzinu? What is the Mematzinu? Comparison between Kesef Shtar and Bia is good. So Chuppah should be good. Mematzinu is a composite of different categories. So you change Rav Huna, which was a Kal v'Chomer, Hamad Aleph, to Hamad Beis. You reconnected it, recalibrated it, and said it's no longer Kal v'Chomer, it's a Mematzinu. And then Ravat starts attacking him on his Kal v'Chomer. But we switched it. No, says the Shara Melech. The Shara Melech says Rav Huna never switched it. Rav Huna loved this Kal v'Chomer. All those kashas in the Gemara that led you to make a Mematzinu to Rav Huna were not kashas. Rav Huna didn't hold those rakashas at all. The Klal not. So he stuck with his Kal v'Chomer. He loves his Kal v'Chomer. It always was a Kal v'Chomer. And therefore Rav starts attacking his Kal v'Chomer. Okay, that's the Shara Melech. That's six. That's five. Six. What are the three shitas? You know what I forgot to write in? Please add in number five. And we're going to write this. What do we say in the name of Shach? Forgot to write that. In number five, what do we say in the name of Rav Shach? Beautiful. You know what Rav Shach said? Rav Shach says in the Aviezri that the Taina Rav is not Midin Dayo, but what does it mean din? What was the Taina Rav? That Chuppah is not a Maisekinin, it's a Gemar. Remember we said there's a Shaila, I don't understand the Suin Chuppah? Is it a Gemar of Kiddush or a separate Kinyan? Rav starts attacking Rav Huna and says it's not a Kinyan, it's a Gemar. And then Rav Huna says back to him, it is a Kinyan. It's a legitimate Kinyan on its own. Remember we said we should add that into the Sefer? Rav Shach writes, Yonah, that the contention between Rav Huna and Rav was how you view Chuppah. Is Chuppah a Gemara of Kedushin? And that's where Rav attacks Rav Huna. It's a Gemara. It's not a Kinyan. So how do you make a Kal v'Chomer? Your Kal v'Chomer's wrong. And Rav and Abaye defends Rav Huna and says, no, Chuppah is a Kinyan. Nesun is a separate Kinyan Kedushin, which allows you to make up a Kal v'Chomer. That's exactly what Rav Huna responds back to him. It is a beautiful Maisek Kinyan. Okay? That was the Kuda. Please get that Rav Shach writes. Number five. I'm going to add that in my original one. I meant to write it this morning. I forgot to write it. So that's number five. Six. What are the three shitas legabe the definition of Rav Huna? I have no more of the Svarim Lamais. I'm thinking, the guys want me to reprint it. You think I should reprint it? I think I have to reprint it. But I want to reprint it by the Svarim sale.
Second edition,
yeah. Yeah, it won't take long. I have to decide if I want to do it. Okay. All right, let's go. Number six. What are the three shitas legabe the definition of Rav Huna? Let's get it. There are three shitas. The Marsha says, Chuppah does both at the same shot. It does Kedushin and Nisuin. According to Rav Huna, when he says Chuppah's Kona, it accomplishes both Kedushin and Nisuin. That's what the Marsha writes explicitly. We did that. Taisa Rush says, I'm not sure. Definitely works for Kedushin. I'm not sure if it works for Nisuin. He's Mistapek, Taisa Rush. And number three is the sheet of the Taisa Riazokin that says Chuppah's only Kona for Erisin. It does not do Nisuin in one shot. Tosus Riazokin. It does not do Nisuin in one shot. It only does Erisin. Toysa Rush, correct. That's on the definition of Rav Huna when he says what he says. Okay. Seven. What was the Chiddush of the Marshal on the Din of Chuppah? Maharshal had a stunning chiddush, and I said this over to a few of the other rebbeim, that Maharshal says that chuppah works bal korcha. Because according to Maharshal Shan Rashi, remember we said Rashi added the word ba'alma? Kesef ishus lashkan ba'alma bal korcha. Classical ishus, we don't find kesef bal korcha. But a father with a daughter, he calls it bal korcha. So therefore, it's not a pircha, but at the same time, chuppah can be done bal korcha, according to Rav Huna. That is the chiddush of the Maharshal. Chuppah can be done bal korcha. Marshal's chiddush for Rashi. Because he said that what? Remember he said that we don't find kesef? He defended himself. Kesef, being b'yishus lashkan bal korcha ba'alma. We don't find it bal korcha, but a father, the daughter, we do. So it's no longer a what? Remember, what was the kasha? Kesef shtaro bia is bal korcha, chuppah is not. What are you talking about? It's not true. Right? Kesef shtaro bia says, miu b'yishus, we don't find bal korcha. Classical issues don't find bal korcha. But a father, the daughter, you find, you do. So there was not a pircha, but you have your cake and you eat it too. But it still will be a model for chuppah. So chuppah can be done bal korcha. That's what we want to tie in. Tremendous chiddush to the Maharshal. Any chuppah can be done bal korcha. It's crazy, no? Chuppah can be done bal korcha. To be kona her bal korcha. Does that make sense? Don't you always need the das of the woman? Don't you always need das of the woman? Halacha l'maisa?
Yeah.
So how can you say chuppah is kona bal korcha?
Especially
how can the Maharshal say the chuppah works bal korcha? How can it work bal korcha? What'd you say? No, that a father can marry off his daughter. That's the chiddush we want to say if the Maharshal. He wanted to say that chuppah could be tikna bal korcha, which is an amazing chiddush. Yeah, because against ratzon. You can't do against a woman's will. Can't go against a woman's will. Halacha l'maisa. So that Maharshal is a stunning, stunning chiddush to say that. Kesef shtar abia can't be done by korcha.
Yeah.
Right? Kesef shtar abia can't be done by korcha. Why should chuppah be able to be done by korcha? No. It's a pella. How can he say such a thing? I think that's what he's interpreting. That's seven. Okay, eight. Let's go to eight, okay? Let's go to eight, and then tomorrow we'll finish up, and then we got to go fight the two. And I want to finish up with Chana. Let's just do eight. What's the difference between Yehud and Chuppah according to Tosos? What does Tosos say in Hamid Beis? That Yehud, the Adon, can do it against the Baal Korcha, the father. But Chuppah, he needs the Das of who? When he does the Chuppah, you need the Das of the father. What's the difference? So Rabbi Chanan said beautifully, because once you do Yehud, that's Erisin. She's no longer an Amma anymore. She's like a regular man and woman that's married. And you always need Rishus of who? Of the father to do Nisuin. You can't do that against, you got to tell the father. It has to be Midas the father.
For
Yehud? A Katanamu Resis needs Das of the father. No, for Yehud, you don't need Das of the father. For the Chuppah, you do. The Svar is why? Because she's now a married woman. Because Yehud creates Erisin. So if she's a married woman, you can't do Nisuin unless you have the Das of who? Of the father.
Wait, Yehud creates?
Yehud creates Erisin, which is Kedushin. But to go out and do Chuppah, Daniel, you need who? You need Das of who? You need Das of the father. Excellent. You need Das of the father. Because the Svara being, once you do Yehud, which is Erisin, they are what? They are a married couple. Yes? If they're a married couple, any Katana that's Muresis, you need Das of the father. I'll be din. Okay? What'd you say?
Well, on the other hand,
Chuppah, you need Das of the father. Because any Kitana that has Erisin, when she does Chuppah, you need Nisuin from the father. You need Das of the father. Okay. Chuppah and Nisuin are synonymous. That's what Rabbi Chanan says in Oslam and the Kobet Shirim is Mazda that. Okay, let's close with the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah. Okay, let's get it. Those who want to stay for Mincha, please, I want to try to have a minute for Mincha. Okay? You don't have Hebrew. The only holiday in the Yad HaZaka that the Rambam records the history of is Hanukkah. The only holiday. Why? Why is that? You open up the Rambam at the beginning of Hanukkah, the only holiday he talks about the history is Hanukkah. Why? So two answers I want to give you, and one is a Nafka Minu Ladina. And this will start. We have a lot to do with Hanukkah. The answer is, the Rav said Zatzal, that the Rambam writes in the Yad HaZaka and the Akdama, and the Rambam we know is a tzaddik, it's not a Baal Gaiva. After he wrote his work of the Yad HaZaka, he says, all you need is a Tanakh and my Sefer, because I codify all the Din and Shas. So the Rav said, is Hanukkah recorded in Tanakh?
No.
How are you going to know about Hanukkah? So based on what he said in the Akdama, he has to record the history. It's a very sharp answer. That's one answer. The Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal said different. You know what he said? He said there's no way you can mefarsim the nes unless you know the history. You light a chanukiah, you want people to come in and look, you have to be able to know the history to mefarsim the nes. That's part of the halacha. That's why the Rambam records it in the halacha. Because it's a halachic statement. That's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal said. And you know what fits in? What happens if you're on a desert island? No one's there except you. Do you have a chiva of lakas neiris? Yes or no?
Yes.
Magen Rambam says no. Because there's no one to enforce it to. Therefore, there is no chiva of lakas. Reb Moshe argues, says there's svei dinim. There's a din to be madlik, there's a din to enforce in the nes. But it could be you would say it without a bracha. Let's say you come home 11:30 at night, and no one's off. And you light. Don't say a bracha. Because why? There's no one to enforce in the nes. You follow me? So therefore, that second answer the Rebbe connects very good with the Magen Rambam, that's Likuva. We would say, like Rabbi Yishe, to light B'li Bracha. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. We'll continue tomorrow, finish up the questions, and go fight the Magbol. Okay, let's go, Minyan, guys. Yeah, Minyan. Minyan, Mincha, yeah. Guys, you can stay, please. So you got an April? Come on in. Okay, we got it. Whoever can stay, we'll match. Okay, let's go.